Hello, I'm Adrian Iosifescu, your host of the History of the Romanian Jews podcast, and this is episode 40, where we'll continue our exploration of Jewish life in the Romanian cities and towns which have had a large Jewish population, with visits to the Moldavian towns of Piatra Neamț and Roman. See their location on the Romanian map presented in the notes. You just listened to Sârba de la Piatra Neamț, Sârba from Piatra Neamț, Sârba being a traditional Romanian folk dance. A link to the full recording is provided in the episode notes. Piatra Neamț is a town in the Moldavian region of Romania, at the foot of the Carpathian Mountains and on the banks of the Bistrița River. Jewish settlement in Piatra Neamț dates back as far as the 18th century. A wooden synagogue was built in 1766 and still exists. A burial society existed in 1771, and the cemetery includes tombstones from that period as well. At the end of the 18th century, Jewish professional guilds were established and continued to function until 1861. In 1803, there were only 120 Jews living in Piatra Neamț, working mainly in crafts and trade. The Jewish population was 1,700 in 1838 and rose to 3,400 in 1859, to almost 5,000 in 1872, to 8,300 in 1894, and to 8,489 Jews in 1907, representing approximately half of the town population. In 1872, a new cemetery was inaugurated and enlarged again in 1903. The old cemetery of the Jews of Piatra Neamț has been closed because the Christians resented the passage of Jewish funeral processions through the center of town. In the old cemetery stood the Hekdesh, or a shelter, containing a few rooms for poor and sick people. Until 1875, the Kahila paid the doctor and the midwife to care for the sick and poor. In 1898, the Shevra Kadisha turned the Hekdesh into an old age home. In 1901, a shelter for the indigent sick with 7 beds was created in a private home. In 1905, a new hospital was actually built with 12 beds. Between the wars, the community leadership in Piatra Neamț was contested by Zionist representatives of the Union of Romanian Jews Party and representatives of other Romanian political parties. A branch of the Înfrățirea Zion, Zion Brotherhood Association, was established in 1875, forming a Nebrit lodge in 1881 and founding an elementary school for boys the next year. An elementary school for girls was opened in 1899 by the Cultura, Culture Association. All the Jewish schools and the hospital were taken over by the community in 1932. In 1941, right before the Second World War, there were 19 synagogues in Piatra Neamț, one of them a modernizing temple. Piatra Neamț was a notable center of the Hebrew and Yiddish press. Between 1882 and 1939, several Jewish newspapers were published in Yiddish, Hebrew, and Romanian. The Hebrew weekly Israel was published there from 1882, as well as the Yiddish journal Die Hoffnung, published 3 times weekly. The Hebrew magazine HaMekiz, edited by Braunstein Mibashan and Zisu, was published beginning in 1909. In 1821, during the Greek Revolution, a pogrom in Piatra Neamț was organized by the Greek insurgents. In 1841, 1860, and 1891, respectively, accusations of ritual murder were made. In the first case, Moses Montefiore successfully intervened with the Ottoman Sultan on behalf of the 48 Jews who have been arrested. Several anti-Semitic demonstrations took place in 1930s. From September 1940 to January 1941, members of the Iron Guard pillaged Jewish shops in the town. In 1941, approximately 600 Jews from neighboring villages and towns were forcibly moved to Piatra Neamț. some 600 men aged 15 to 66 were forced to perform hard labor throughout the county. Another 500 were sent off in labor detachments. In 1947, after the war, approximately 8,000 Jews remained in Pietranemtz, but the number of Jewish inhabitants gradually decreased as a consequence of emigration to Israel. In 2003, just 153 Jews were living in Pietranemtz, and only one synagogue still functioned. Pietranemtz boasts one of the most legendary synagogues in Romania, the Wooden Synagogue, built of wood in 1766 on the site of an earlier Mansory synagogue and surrounded by the legend of the Baal Shem Tov. According to the legend, the founder of Hasidism, the Baal Shem Tov, prayed here, which is why it is often called the Besht Synagogue. The synagogue was built in the traditional Moldavian wooden style, blending it with the design of regional wooden churches. To bypass local restrictions on synagogue's height, the interior floor was dug 1.5 meters below ground level. It features a raised octagonal wooden dome over the central bima and a three-tier wooden Torah ark carved in 1835. The synagogue is one of the oldest surviving wooden synagogues in Europe and the only remaining wooden synagogue in Romania. Currently, it is a historical monument and functions as a museum. As usual, we start a review of Jewish personalities with the town rabbis. In the 19th and 20th centuries, Rabbi Yehiel Michal Yosef, a prominent Hasidic and religious leader, served as one of the most influential rabbis in Pietranemtz, along other religious leaders from the Steinberg and Tobias families. Another remarkable rabbi was Rabbi Avraham Brandwein, who founded a Hasidic court in Pietranemtz. Now, let's take a look at the Pietranemtz artists, intellectuals, and civic leaders. Born in Pietranemtz, the surrealist painter Victor Brauner came from a prominent Jewish family that profoundly shaped his life and artistic style. His father, a prosperous timber manufacturer, was also a deeply spiritual man who hosted spiritualist seances in the family home. These esoteric and mystical childhood experiences heavily influenced Victor's art. Victor was the third of six children. One of his brothers was Harry Brauner, a highly respected Romanian folklorist and ethnomusicologist. He was later a political prisoner in communist Romania. Following Victor Brauner's death, his wife Jacqueline preserved his artistic legacy and donated his archives and materials to the French state in 1984. Like Victor Brauner, the painter Jacques Herold was born in the same Moldavian town, Pietranemtz. He arrived in Paris in 1930 and entered the surrealist group of André Breton in 1934. But his artistic career developed independently. He also shared with Brauner the same preoccupation with magic and occultism, so that his creations seemed to hide a dark secret which can be revealed only by esoteric practices. His first personal exhibition was in Paris in 1947, and it was followed by other 30 all over the world, as his name became famous in the context of international surrealism. For more details on both Victor Brauner and Jacques Herold, please see our episode 13, Jews and the Romanian Culture Avant-Garde. The Abramovich and Heskovich families were among the most documented genealogical families of the region, with branches spread across Pietranemtz and surviving descendants in Israel and abroad. These families represented the broader merchant and artisan classes that formed the backbone of Pietranemtz's Jewish community. The Juster family was well known in the Pietranemtz region across generations, with Abraham Lipa Juster serving as one of the leaders of the Jewish community, erudite and active in public affairs, and his son Moshe Juster continuing the tradition of scholarship and communal service. The family produced also Jean Juster, one of the foremost legal historians of ancient Jewish life. Jean Juster was born in 1881 in Pietrarnemz, studied in Germany and then at Sorbonne in Paris, where he was admitted to the bar in 1913, becoming a lawyer at the Paris Court of Appeal. He died in military action during the First World War. His major work, Le Juif dans l'Empire Romain, Leurs conditions juridiques, économiques et sociales, published in 1914, remains an indispensable reference for scholars of Jewish history under Roman rule. Meir Abraham Halevi was born in Pietrarnemz and studied at Sorbonne, receiving his doctorate and rabbinical diploma from the Séminaire Israélite de France in 1925. He served as rabbi of Yassi, then at multiple Bucharest congregations, and from 1950 to 1963 was research professor of Oriental Classical and Numismatic Studies at the Romanian Academy. During World War II, he was continuously harassed by the authorities and arrested a number of occasions for the sympathy and spiritual care he extended to persecuted Jews. In 1963, after the intervention of a number of important personalities, including the German pastor Martin Neumüller and the payment of a ransom, he was permitted to leave Romania and settle in Paris, where he acquired French citizenship. In Paris, he became professor of Jewish history at the Séminaire Israélite de France and consistorial grand rabbi at the Tournelle Jewish Center. The Zisu family had a strong Hasidic background and is known as one of Romania's most important Zionist dynasty, with Abraham Leib Zisu becoming a national figure in Jewish politics, literature, and emigration activism. Abraham Leib Zisu was born in Pietrarnemz and was raised in a very religious environment. He is considered the traditional symbol of the Zionist movement in Romania, and according to Dr. Filderman, the sole representative of the Jewish agency in Romania. A complex personality in Romanian interwar cultural life, Zisu was a writer, journalist, owner, and editor of the national Jewish daily Mântuirea, Salvation, industrialist, owner of the Omega oil factories in the capital, and the sugar factory in Ripiceni, administrator and financial advisor within the Romanian Petroleum Company. He started his journalistic career first in the Hebrew language by founding the monthly review Hamekitz in Pietrarnemz and later directed the Hatikva review in Galați. Writing also in Yiddish, he collaborated with the review Licht before collaborating on Romanian language Jewish publications like Adam and Pulta de Fildeș, The Ivory Bridge, as well as Hasmonea. From a political point of view, Zisu was, during the interwar period, the founder and honorary president of the Jewish Party of Romania, from 1941 president of the Palestinian Emigration Office, and from 1944 president of the Zionist Executive of Romania and of the Jewish Agency, Romanian section. An opponent of assimilation, he found himself in a state of adversarial relations with other leaders of Romanian Jews who supported Zionism, such as Benvenisti, and with other representatives of the Jewish organizations from outside the country. After the war, Zisu was arrested in 1951 by the communist regime and after 3 years of detention was sentenced to life imprisonment for the crime of high treason. He was pardoned in 1956 and allowed to emigrate to Israel, where he died shortly after. For more details on Abraham Leib Zisu, please see our episode 8, Romanian Jews and Zionism. Marcel Weissman Amir was a prominent Romanian Israeli lawyer and diplomat. Born in Pietrarnemz, he served as president of the Zionist Organization of Romania and was a delegate to the Romanian parliament before emigrating to Israel in 1940 and later serving as Israel's ambassador to the Benelux countries. Itzhak Ben Ephraim, known under the name of Mano Moscovich, was born in Pyatranapt in 1914 and was a Jewish resistance fighter and parachutist. He emigrated from Romania to Palestine in 1935, and being affiliated with Hashomer Hatzair youth movement, he volunteered for military operations for the British in Palestine during World War II. He was one of a group of elite Jewish parachutists from Mandate Palestine who were dropped behind enemy line in Axis-controlled Romania in 1944 to rescue Allied pilots and help local Jews escape. Again, for more details on the Jews parachuted in Romania during the Second World War, please see episode 22, Romanian Jews Parachuted Back into Romania. Now let's leave the town of Pyatranapt and visit the town of Roman. Oral tradition about the town of Roman supports the age of the Jewish community of over five centuries, going back even to the reign of the Moldavian prince Alexander the Good. An old document written in Hebrew, which mentions the existence of a synagogue in the Romanul town, appears to support the age of the community from at least 1572. The authors of the work do not, however, make any reference to the nature or provenance of the respective document, so the truth of the claim cannot be verified. The first recorded leader of the Jewish community of Roman was Leiba, called the Staroste or the headman of the Jews in 1790, one of the debtors of the squire Constantin Balch. The community's roots stretch back even farther. A tombstone discovered in 1928 during constructions of the Roman Voda High School bore the inscription of Rabbi David Baer, a renowned tzaddik who died in 1724. The Jewish population of Roman grew from 288 in 1803 to 1200 in 1831, reaching 3290 by 1859 and 6000 by 1899. By 1936, the Jewish community had a school for boys with 200 students, a school for girls with 160 students, a kindergarten, the only public bath in the city, a hospital, a home for seniors, and a cemetery. Roman's Jewish cultural life was equally vibrant. The great Yiddish writer Shalom Aleichem visited the city in the first decade of the 20th century, and local publishers produced books, periodicals, and pamphlets in Hebrew, Yiddish, and Romanian throughout the 19th and early 20th centuries. The town Zionist elected the writer and journalist Horia Karp as a delegate to the 5th Zionist Congress, and Zionist activities, especially fundraising for the Kerem Kayamet National Jewish Fund, continued after the First World War. During the interwar period, Jews were elected to the local council on the list of various Romanian political parties. In 1930, Alexandru C. Cuza, the leader of the anti-Semitic national movement, was elected to the parliament as a representative of Roman. Jews were subjected to discrimination and persecution from the beginning of the Second World War. After Jewish teachers and students were expelled from public schools, the community established a mixed Jewish high school with 180 boys and girls. On the eve of the German-Romanian War against the Soviet Union, 800 Jews were driven out of the neighboring villages and small towns and were transferred to Roman by force. On July 1, 1941, 160 notables and leaders of the community, including Rabbi Isaacson, were imprisoned for 3 months in the main synagogue. On July 2, after the Yassi program, the death train from Yassi to Călărai stopped at Roman. Viorica Garici, president of the local Red Cross, defied the interdictions. She had the cars open and brought water and food to the survivors. The dead from the train were buried in the local Jewish cemetery. Agarich was subsequently awarded the title of Righteous Gentile by Yad Vashem for her bravery. Almost 1,000 Jews from Roman were sent into forced labor in remote towns. in April 1944, as the Soviet army approached, a thousand Jews, refugees from Pashkan and 1,400 from Târgu Frumos arrived in Roman. Jewish deportees from Transylvania who could not return to their towns also arrived. In 1947, there were 7,900 Jews living in Roman, but their numbers dropped as a result of emigration, mainly to Israel. The Jewish population was only 4,500 in 1950 and just 62 people in 2005. Let's look at Roman rabbinical leaders. Rabbi Isaiah Avram ben Israel, author of the Hebrew work Kehilas Israel, Jewish Community, one of the local religious publications that documented community life in Roman. The Isaacson family, particularly Solomon Isaacson, was active in the Jewish community of Roman during the early 1940s, serving as one of the two rabbis in the city. According to data detailing the activity of the Mosaic cult between 1918 and 1943 in Roman, Solomon Isaacson is listed as one of the two functional rabbis in 1942. In 1942, actually, the Jewish community in Roman had 18 synagogues, two rabbis, Solomon Isaacson and Mendel Frankel, five hahams, and served a Jewish population that grew to over 6,000 by the early 1940s. The name Isaacson appeared in the context of the Jewish community in Roman, especially in historical memorial documents related to the Holocaust and post-war period. From the same family, we should also mention Isaacson, Deborah, and Itzik, teachers in Roman in 1948. Rabbi Mendel Frankel served the community during the most difficult wartime years. 1941, he served on the community's wartime relief committee. He was among the officers of the Zionist organization permitted to resume activities. He also taught Judaism to students in the community's wartime seminary. Let's move over to Roman artists, intellectuals, and civic leaders, and let's start with Ronetti Roman, who was a playwright and polemical journalist who settled permanently in Romania in the mid-1870s. His chief literary contribution was a 1900 play called Manasse, which explored the intergenerational conflict between tradition-bound and assimilated Jews, and which drew Romanian nationalist mobs to the street to block its staging. One Jewish critic described the demonstrations as the Dreyfus affair of Romanian spirituality. Philip Bruna Fox was born into a Jewish family in Roman and became one of Romania's most celebrated investigative journalists of the interwar period, known for his work published in Dimineața, Adevărul, and Jurnalul. Alongside Joe Bogza, he is credited with laying the foundations of Romanian literary reportage and was part of the nascent Romanian surrealist movement. He was nicknamed the Prince of Reportage by Bogza himself. His Jurnalul Rebeliunii from 1944 described the January 1941 Bucharest pogrom is among the few Holocaust accounts published in immediate post-war Romania. Richard Stein was a composer born in Roman in 1909 who created the beloved Romanian song Sanie cu Zurgălăi, Sledge with Bells, together with poet Liviu Delianu, who actually his born name was Lipa Clickman. The song became so popular it was widely mistaken for a folk melody, and Stein even sued the American guitarist Les Paul for plagiarism after the tune was adapted internationally. Stein first taught music at the Israelite-Romanian school and later at the local Jewish high school. And in 1942, he organized and conducted a concert of Jewish music. Suchet Revenzon was a respected intellectual of Romanian Jewish community. Revenzon authored the Jewish school in Roman in 1933, collaborated in the Jewish press, served as a secretary for the Union of Native Jews local section, and was a key figure in community arbitration and administration for decades. The Grimper family was prominent in Roman over multiple generations. Leo Grunberg ran a publishing, printing, and illustrated postcard shop called Viitoru from 1909 to 1916, while Yehuda Leib ben Itzhok Grunberg served as president of the Jewish community and patron of religious publications. The Zinger family was deeply embedded in communal administration. Josip Zinger served as treasurer of the community between 1907 and 1908. Berku Zinger represented the Sacra Society in the 1926 arbitration, and Marcel Zinger served as one of the arbitrators in the same proceeding. The Schiffer family was among the most prominent in Roman across generation again. Dr. Josef Taubes Schiffer served as honorary president of the Ladies' Society Concordia in 1882. Isidor Schiffer held leadership of the Craftsmen's Mutual Aid Society for decades. And Charlotte Schiffer served as president of the Cultural Association of Jewish Women in 1930, which maintained a kindergarten and library for the community. The Beram family operated the community's most prestigious bookshop and publishing press. Ozias Beram ran a bookshop, while the Beram Sand Press printed the community statuses and Rivenson's monograph on the Jewish school. The publishing house, the Schools, was another imprint of the family. The Avramovich-Moscovich families were interrelated families of craftsmen, merchants, and community leaders, which appeared across generations in the Roman communal records, from founding members of Knesset Israel Mutual Aid Society to cultural committees members and leaders of the Bechesh subcommunity. Horia Karp was a well-known journalist. He received a medical degree from the University of Yassi, and he became a member of the Zionist movement as a youth, and from 1901 to 1904 edited the Romanian language weekly Mevavrets Zion. He also contributed to the Romanian press, and in 1911 edited the magazine Cultura, Culture. Devoting much of his activity to the Union of Romanian Jews Party, he founded in 1906 the weekly Curierul Israelit, which became its semi-official publication. He published books including Gânduri Fărâmate, Tormented Thoughts in 1905, Suflete Obosite, Tired Souls in 1918, Din Vremuri de Urgie, From Wrathful Times, 1924, all on Jewish themes. Karp also translated Herzl's Altneuland in 1918 and Gretzel's History of the Jews in 1903, as well as Yiddish literature. He was a member of the Romanian Senate, but in 1941 was arrested and tortured by the Legionnaires in the period of their rebellion. He eventually succeeded in making his way to Palestine. Karp's son, Matatius Karp, was a lawyer and secretary of the Union of Jewish Communities of Romania. From 1946 to 1948, he published Cartea Neagră, the Black Book, three volumes of documents about the suffering of Romanian Jews in the Holocaust. He later emigrated to Israel, where he passed away. Noel Brink was born in 1874 in Roman and was the dominant personality of the local Jewish world, celebrated for his philanthropic work and Zionist activism. He founded the Crémieux Zionist Society and served as its president, headed the local community, and was vice president of the society Knesset Israel. He was an ardent supporter of Jewish emigration to Palestine. Brink personally delivered the Zionist message at nearly every major gathering. He eulogized Theodor Herz at the Great Synagogue in 1904, represented Roman at Zionist congresses, and was the city's delegate to the Galatzi Zionist Conference. Yanko Avram was described as a leader who worked 30 years for Jewish well-being and gave the city a modern school. He headed the local section of the Union of Native Jews Party and chaired the school construction committee for the Hebrew Romanian primary school for boys. Isidor Schiffer served as vice president of the Union of Native Jews local section and was treasurer and later president of the Craftsman Mutual Aid Society Knesset Israel. He is noted among those who watch for the Jewish interests and presided over the distribution of aid that came through the Joint Distribution Committee. Attorney Maximilian Shor led in 1920 the Zionist organization in Roma. He also served as one of the arbitrators in the landmark 1926 settlement between the Sacra Society and the Jewish community. Another attorney, Attorney Arnold Kramer, represented the Jewish community as well in 1926 arbitration with the Sacra Society, and later served as community president, under whose leadership the Maccabi Sport Association received communal support in the 1930s. This concludes this episode on Piatra Neamț and Roman. In the next episode, we will be visiting the towns of Bârlad and Focșani. Until then, be well.